Well, I mentioned back in the early 1820s, this one came to light. And is there a parent of any age, or a grandparent, or an uncle, or an aunt, who hasn't read this book to the children sitting on the lap and looking forward to the special day of Christmas?
"'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their wee little beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their wee
his coursers they came. He whistled and shouted and called them by name.
Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer, now Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen.
To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, dash away, dash away, dash away, dash away all.
So up to the housetops the coursers they flew with a sleigh full of toys.
And St. Nicholas too.
And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof all the clattering noise
of each galloping hoof.
All bundled in fur from his head to his foot, his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot.
I drew in my head and was turning around
when down the chimney he came with a bound. The bags full of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a little old peddler. Opening his pack,
his eyes, how they twinkled so gay.
His dimples, how merry were they?
His cheeks were like roses when kissed by the sun.
His nose like a cherry all wrinkled with fun.
His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow.
The beard on his chin was as white as the snow.
The stump of a little old pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke went around and around and around his head like a wreath. He was so jolly and plump, jolly old, jolly old elf. And I laughed and I laughed and I laughed when I saw him in sight of myself.
He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly.
He gave me a wink of his eye and a twist of his head. I chuckled and a smile.
Spoke not a word, but went straight to his work. He filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying a finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod up the chimney, he rose.
He sprang to his sleigh, to his team, gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him explain that he drove a lost song. Merry Christmas to all and to all. Good night. 'Tis the night after Christmas, and all through the halls not a creature is stirring, not even the mouse. The presents are scattered and broken, I fear, and St. Nicholas won't come again for a year. The children are nestled all snug in their wee little beds, while memories of sugar plums dance in their wee
How could I ever get through this four-hour salute to the music of Christmas without the song that Nat Cole made so very, very, very famous? The one we all look forward to, I'm sure, every year. Although I don't personally much care for chestnuts. Is there something I missed there somewhere? To me, they're sort of uggy and woody and a big bore. Forgive me. The song is wonderful, though.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you. the simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
I'll tell you, for yours truly, that's a very important piece of music for my Christmas. I hope yours too. Well, we're in close now. Our own families, our own traditions. And I must touch on this because it's important for Chicagoans. Our Christmas tree business started in December of 1887 when Herman and August Schunemann tied up their fishing schooner filled with a load of young spruce trees from Michigan at the Clark Street Bridge. From then on, it became a holiday tradition for Chicagoans to bring home a tree from the Christmas ship. In 1898, August and the ship were lost in a storm, but the following year, Herman was right back with a new boat and more trees. Herman continued selling trees until 1912, when he and his crew perished in a blizzard on Lake Michigan. The Rouse Simmons. It was found in 1971, just off of Two Rivers, Wisconsin. From 1912 until 1933, Herman's widow brought the Christmas ship down to Chicago, and after that, the corner supermarket, the corner mall, took over the Christmas tree business. And a man named Charles Vickery, who I don't know whether he's still alive or not, he was in his 70s a few years ago, but he has made almost a career out of paintings of the wonderful old Christmas ships. Beautiful story. Can't you just see them tied up there at the Michigan Avenue Bridge? One of the highlights of this particular show in just a moment.